And I am back, and I believe this time I can hear Heather. And Heather, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your patience, Heather. Well, let's talk about Pick, Click, Give. The deadline to apply for Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend is coming up fast and furious. And so is the deadline then to contribute to a nonprofit through Pick, Click, Give. Could you tell us a bit about what this program is?
Absolutely. Pick, Click, Give was established in 2009, and that was the first year that Alaskans could make charitable donations directly from their permanent fund dividend. So when you file for your PFD online, at the end of the process, you'll see an option to Pick, Click, Give. And from there, you can go in and choose from hundreds of organizations to make a gift of $25 or more to directly from your PFD.
Now, what was the impetus behind this program? I remember when it came on board and there was a lot of excitement around it in the nonprofit sector. Who really generated momentum behind this idea? Where did it come from?
I think there were a number of people who work in philanthropy who had heard from Alaskans that they wished there was a way for them to make contributions directly from the PFD. And so folks at the Rasmussen Foundation, the Foraker Group, United Way of Anchorage, and the Alaska Community Foundation got together and worked with lawmakers to get legislation passed to enable the program.
How successful has it been?
It's been very successful. We've seen the program grow each year, and last year we set a new record with more than 26,000 Alaskans donating over $2.4 million.
Is there any additional demographic data? Do you see maybe certain regions being more responsive than others, or what does it look like out there?
Well, the demographic information we get is a little bit limited because the state does try to protect the privacy of PFD filers and donors. But what we do know is that giving is pretty even around the state. We definitely see when a town has more options as far as nonprofits on the list, we see a little bit more giving because we know that people tend to like to keep their gifts local if possible.
Well, can we talk about Sitka specifically right now and then maybe a little bit more about the Southeast region, because we do serve communities throughout sort of central northernish Southeast as well. In Sitka, how many nonprofits are on the list?
Well, right now there's 22 nonprofits in Sitka, including the University of Alaska Southeast. And some of those are statewide organizations that have operations in Sitka, like the Salvation Army or the Boys and Girls Club. Others are completely local Sitka-based organizations like the Greatest Sitka Arts Council, Braveheart Volunteers, Mount Edgecombe Preschool, and even Raven Radio.
Yes, in the interest of full disclosure, KCAW is on that list as well. How can people find a list?
Well, you'll encounter the list when you pick Click Give at the end of your PFD application, but we really recommend folks take a moment and go to pickclickgive.org. That's our website, and we've built that so that donors can really take some time and look around and figure out which causes they want to support. You can search through the list based by community, and you can choose more than one. So if you wanted to take a look at a few different towns around Southeast, you could check all of them and then look through the list. Each organization has a profile page where we've given them space to talk about their mission and what they do with the Pick, Click, Give donations. They can post photos and video and really help tell the story of what your donations are doing.
Have you heard feedback from any of the organizations? How important has this become to their sort of their funding structure?
It really depends on the organization. Pretty much every organization on the list has expressed that they're glad to be there. Some organizations raise just a couple thousand. Other organizations raise over $100,000. So I think what we hear from all of them is that it's an exciting way for them to connect with people who haven't given to their organization before. We hear that up to 60% of the donations they receive are coming from first-time donors. So it really is a great tool for making new connections and getting people involved with their missions.
Now, you have sort of a new incentive going this time around.
We do. In March, we announced the Double Your Dividend sweepstakes. So anyone who makes a PickClickGive donation this year and releases their name from anonymity will be entered to win a cash prize equal to the 2014 dividend. We're going to be giving away 10 double dividends this year to PickClickGive donors.
And so does it matter how much you donate through PickClickGive?
It doesn't. It's one entry per person, and any PickClickGive donation qualifies you for entry. And you can find out more about the sweepstakes and the official rules on our website, PickClickGive.org.
And, you know, if you already filled out your PFD but you did not, you know, contribute through PickClickGive, can you go back and do that?
Absolutely. It's pretty easy. You go to the PFD website, and you'll see a green button that says add or change your PickClickGive donations. If you click on that, you'll enter some identifying information to access your 2014 application, and just like that, you can be in there looking for an organization to make a donation to.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Heather. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I just remind everyone that March 31st is the deadline to file for your PFD, so don't forget, and please consider making a donation through PickClickGive when you do.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Heather Beatty, who's program manager for PickClickGive. March 31st is the deadline to apply for your permanent fund dividend and to donate through PickClickGive.